We have a special presentation tonight. Please welcome to the stage Dr. Bill Emmendorfer, Executive Director of the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
And we're going to ask you to have one more curtain call on May 17th. Eddie will be inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. Mr. Adams?
Yes.
And then Wycheck, and now you.
And it's a tremendous honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. I was drained because of the performance, but now I feel like I can do five more shows because of the news I just got. Going into the Tennessee Hall of Fame is a tremendous honor. I'm speechless. You find that hard to believe. I just, you know, delivered a whole bunch of soliloquies and all of that, and now to get this in this moment is truly raw, and a rush of memories come to my mind, and the guys that I played with, like Steve McNair and Frank Wycheck and Javon Kearse. I mean, we had such a special team, and I could not have this honor without my teammates, you know, the special guys that I played with. And it is just a wonderful honor to be going into the Hall of Fame this year. It's in having a night like tonight is one for the ages, truly. Oh, it is. I don't know whether to cry. I don't know whether to laugh. I mean, I'm just thrilled. I truly am. You know, to have to end it on that, on the death of my senior. Often, you know, what's funny is when I deliver that last speech, I kind of parallel that to me saying goodbye to the fans. You know, I've done the state some service, and they know it no more of that. And it's almost symbolic for me of, you know, putting my football career to bed and becoming a different person. So when I kill myself, I don't kill myself in the physical. I kill the notion that I'm just, my football career is complete, it's over. And for that, to come on the heels of that is so apropos. And it just speaks volumes for this great theater and the great minds that made all this happen. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, there's only two others, and that's Bud Adams and, of course, Frank Wycheck, and now that I'm going in, it's a tremendous honor, and I pray that one day that Mac 9 can also be inducted one day, but I am truly honored at this point in time.
What sort of memories are running through your mind right now? Super Bowl memories?
You know what? It's coming here to Tennessee. It was coming here not knowing what was going to happen, stepping into the unknown. We weren't real well received in the beginning because we were still the Oilers and we weren't in our stadium. Everything was uncomfortable. But once it all came together at that time at Adelphia Coliseum, and we saw the fans come into the stands, and we changed the uniform and the look, changed the name, everybody got excited. You can really feel that energy around the city. And going out there on opening day versus the Bengals in 1999 and looking around the stadium in pregame and looking into my teammates' eyes, we said we finally made it home. And that moment right there sticks in my mind because that started the legacy. That started the Tennessee Titans for what we know them today. And we were determined to make our mark on the National Football League as a team and put the city of Nashville in the forefront. And hopefully we've done that to some degree. And that's the number one thing that comes to my mind is my teammates and being in that moment and how we all came together, the city, the team, the organizations all came together at that point in time.
You know, and even before then, I remember little Winnebago where we were unveiling the uniforms. I was with you the first time.
Yes. Yes, I was skeptical at first. I was like, you know what? Different combinations, it can work. And lo and behold, it worked. And we went on that fantastic run, went undefeated at home. We had the Music City Miracle. I had our Super Bowl run, and of course, you know, coming up this Sunday, we'll mark our anniversary of Kevin Dyson stretching out for that 1 yard to send into overtime. But I think of that time, I don't think of us as losers, because you're not. I think people remember that Super Bowl for the grit, the grind that we showed, and how this really takes on the spirit of the city, you know, a hardworking city, you're never giving up, always grinding it out. And that's the culture of the Tennessee Titans, of who we are.
And Dr. Thank Bill Immendorfer, you've done several of these surprise announcements. How does this one rank up there?
This is right up there on the top, I tell you. We've had some interesting ones. You know, we got Frank when he was doing his broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Frank thought I was coming to talk about head injuries. And we talked, I said, you know, we totally surprised him. And Mike Keith and I did that. And then we've surprised others. But this was probably the highlight. The play was such a great play. And, you know, the energy and the passion. And then, you know, all the other actors, it's kind of like a team anyway. You know,
yes,
everybody's together, and it was the same thing. But, you know, reflecting back on the Titans and reflecting on what's happened in Nashville, and I think that was part of what's made this city so great. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the transformation of this city in the last decade and where it is and where it's heading, and I think this is a big part of it. And these guys that came here when the Titans came to town, I think that added something, that professionalism and that spirit has changed the attitudes of this town and the state, for that matter.